Controversial Victorian Liberal MP Bernie Finn has been expelled from the state's parliamentary party. Mr. Finn has advocated the banning of abortion in Victoria, even for survivors of rape. This morning, Victoria's opposition leader, Matthew Guy, said the move to expel Mr. Finn is about creating a respectful, sensible, alternative government. Oliver Gordon reports.
Controversial upper house MP Bernie Finn has never been one to mince his words. This morning, after being expelled from the Liberal Party, he didn't hold back.
What we have seen today is a statement from the leader of our party that the party that I joined over 40 years ago, over 41 years ago, is dead.
Just days after the Federal Liberal Party lost a swathe of blue ribbon seats in the party's traditional heartland, the Victorian Liberal Party has moved swiftly. In a meeting this morning, the party voted to send Bernie Finn to the crossbench for a series of inflammatory comments about abortion and the Victorian Premier, Daniel Andrews. Opposition leader Matthew Guy says the move should be seen as a step towards a more respectful Victorian Liberal Party.
It is now about the Liberal Party not navel-gazing from a federal election or other issues. It is about moving on and being a sensible alternative government. A respectful, sensible alternative government.
Earlier this month, Mr. Finn posted on Facebook he was praying for abortion to be banned in Victoria, including for rape victims. Previously, he's compared Premier Daniel Andrews with Hitler. Matthew Guy says the party has had enough.
I think you've seen enough examples over the last particularly few weeks, but also months before it, referring to Hitler, for instance. I just think the debate needs to be respectful, and I think the repeated examples of this parliamentary party, not just me, party as a whole has had enough.
Opposition leader Matthew Guy says he's disappointed it has come to this.
In many ways, it is disappointing that it has come to this, but I expect discipline from all members of the parliamentary party, and I expect people to uphold respectful discourse, whatever their issues may be, whatever their topics may be. Needs to be respectful.
Today, Bernie Finn remains adamant. He's done nothing wrong.
I have done nothing wrong.
Shame.
I have done nothing wrong. What do they do to somebody who does do something wrong? That's what I want to know. Can we expect a lynching on the steps here?
The stoush between Bernie Finn and the Victorian Liberal Party has the attention of political commentators. University of Melbourne political science professor Sarah Madison says the move within the Victorian branch of the party is significant, and it underlies other big ideological questions the party faces in the wake of its disastrous loss in the weekend's federal election.
The Liberal Party has been effectively decimated. It's going to take them a long time to come back from this loss, and they're certainly not going to come back from this loss with more of the same. They're going to need to show Australian voters that they have heard the lessons from this election and are going to change direction quite substantially.
And do you think this expulsion of Bernie Finn is going to send that message? Do you think it'll land with voters?
I think that message will be lost if Peter Dutton is elected leader nationally of the Federal Liberal Party. You know, voters are angry. They made that very clear on Saturday night. The expulsion of one extremist is not going to go nearly far enough to persuading voters that the Liberal Party has learned their lesson. So, yes, possibly a step in the right direction. That will be confirmed or denied when we see who the next leader of the Federal Party is and what direction they choose to take the party in next. So I'm wary of reading too much into this one decision at state level. I think there are much bigger national issues at play.
That's University of Melbourne Professor of Political Science Sarah Madison, ending that report from Oliver Gordon.